what I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend.
What's around the river bend?
Waiting just around the river bend.
Oh, I look once more. Just around the river bend, beyond the shore. Where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send, just around the river bend.
Coming for me.
When I was a girl, I had a favorite story of the meadowlark who lived where the rivers wind. Her voice could match the angels in its glory, but she was blind. The lark was blind. An old king came and took her palace, where the walls were burnished bronze and golden braid, and he fed her fruit and nuts from an ivory chalice, and he prayed,
sing for me, my meadowlark, sing for me on the silver morning, set me free. And cloth of brocade and crewel, and I'll love you for life if you will sing for me.
I've got an itching on the tips of my fingers.
I got a boiling in the back of my brain.
I got a hunger burning inside me, cannot be denied.
I've got a feeling that the Father who made us,
when he was kindling the pulse in my veins,
he let the tiny spark of the fire smoldering inside.
The spark of creation, spark of creation is flickering within me. The spark of creation is blazing in my blood. A bit of the fire that lit up the stars and breathed life into the mud. The first inspiration.
For since all right, if you're a kind of crustacean, but when you're born with an imagination, sooner or later you're feeling the fire get hotter and higher.
The spark of creation.